people, particularly the residents living around the Bogside, were frightened at the prospects of street violence occurring and the threat to their own homes. There's a lot of good work went on to resolve the prison issue, very emotive, very sensitive issue, and well done to all those involved. It doesn't take away, we still have a huge event in the city tomorrow, and I would be calling on people to be reasonable, to be responsible, and to be restrained. Parents really and truly need to know where their children are. We have to make sure now and ensure that calmness remains in the city. We want the city to be a normal day. Unfortunately, it won't be. I think a lot of businesses within the city centre have really made that fundamental decision that it's not worth opening. And we don't want the town in silence yet tomorrow with businesses, because it's not good for those businesses, but it's not good for the city as well.
Brendan Duddy and others entered into some very deep and lengthy negotiations in the late 1990s with the BRG and the Apprentice Boys, and hopefully the spirit that came out of those discussions is what will permeate the city tomorrow.
Yeah, Don, you're absolutely correct. There has been very good and strong leadership from those mentioned, from the organisers, Apprentice Boys, to residents groups, and to the business community themselves, who ultimately set that challenge and target. And in many regards, it is a model of good practice now, but it still doesn't take away from what could happen. And others who are intent on causing disruption, we're still on serious high alert in terms of attacks on the police. We're calling for restraint, but we're also calling for people to cooperate with the police. The only way the police can deal with dissident elements is when they have enough intelligence and information to bring those people to court.